throughout the history of the internet, which we talk about quite extensively here on Vancouver FM. The selections were kind of in the second third of this, are from the Nifty Serve MIDI Forum Original Music Volume 1 from 1992, and it is a CD release from the 90s by members of the Nifty Serve MIDI Forums, and a CD image, graphics, and MIDI playback are all available on the Internet Archive. That's one thing I really appreciate about them, is that they often have full disc rips, so you can download the entire disc to burn it yourself and kind of get that experience. Thank you so much for listening to Vancouver FM. We're going to continue along with music from the Nifty Serve collection from 1992 in stereo, Japanese MIDI forum music. And then coming up at the top of the hour, we will feature an exclusive interview with the emissary from the Internet Archive. So stay tuned here on Vancouver FM. And to find more information about the Internet Archive, go to archive.org.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. A selection of the Nifty Serve MIDI Forum Original Music Volume 1 from 1992. MIDI in its heyday. From a Japanese MIDI forum. And you can find a full digital copy of this. MP3, FLAC, WAVE, JPEG, scans of the CD, images, graphics, all that good stuff. Available on the Internet Archive, which we are discussing tonight here on Bitcoover FM. And let's talk a little bit more about some of the projects that the Internet Archive is famous for while we listen to a little bit more of Japanese 90s MIDI music. Some examples of the Internet Archive projects include the Political TV Ad Archive, providing a searchable, viewable, and shareable online archive of 2016 political TV ads. The Building Libraries Together, with the Internet Archive being one of the world's largest public digital libraries. Over 2 million books, 430 billion web pages. Actually, I just looked on the Wayback Machine, and they said it was like 900 billion, so amazing. Millions of hours of television, so much more. Trying to make the website and the archive more community-driven to allow people to better upload, describe, and organize items. OpenLibrary.org, a free digital lending library of over 2 million books, and a unique project to build one web page for every book ever published. Over 20 million books already have a page on OpenLibrary.org. The Internet Archive also has scanning services, providing open and free access, long-term storage, unlimited downloads, and lifetime file management. They have scanned more than 600 million pages with partners such as the Library of Congress, the Smithsonian, and the New York Public Library, as well as Harvard and MIT. The Software Archive, designed to preserve and provide access to rare or difficult-to-find legally downloadable software titles. Broad range of programs, including shareware, freeware, news releases about software titles, speedruns of games, previews and promos for games, high score and replays of various games, and the art of filmmaking with real-time computer game engines. Of course, the Wayback Engine, launched in 1996, containing an absolutely staggering amount of data. Billions and billions and billions, hundreds of billions of web captures. Archive-It, a subscription web archiving services that helps organizations to harvest, build, and preserve collections of digital content. Offline Archives, very cool. Book Server, an open architecture for vending, lending, and distributing books over the internet. The Open Content Alliance, being a collaborative effort of cultural, technology, nonprofit, and governmental organizations from around the world that helps to build a permanent archive of multilingual digitized text and multimedia material. Universal access to all knowledge. The Bookmobile. Shout out the Bookmobile. Open Community Networks. Petabox of Information and 301 Works for archiving URL mappings. Just absolutely stellar work at preserving our shared digital history, of which we discuss multiple times here on Bitcoover FM. It's not just chiptune, it's not just video game soundtracks and electronic music history, but it is internet culture as well too. And the internet was truly, in my opinion, the greatest invention in the history of mankind. Yeah, the moon's nice. Don't get me wrong, space travel's cool. But the internet has done more to connect the world than anything else, in my opinion. Let us return now to the last few tracks of the Nifty Serve MIDI Forum original music. This will take us across the top of the hour, and we'll rock out the last few tracks while listening to an exclusive interview with Jennifer Waits from the Internet Archive, recorded right here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And of course, you are listening to Bitcoover FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.